From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The presumed Republican nominee John McCain is back in Florida today. That state is expected once again to be a target in the general election for both McCain and Barack Obama. Today, McCain defended his record as a reformer, even when those reforms have been against Florida's interests. From Orlando, NPR's Greg Allen reports.
John McCain was here to address a nonpartisan group, the Florida Society of Newspaper Editors. That may have been one reason why his tone was almost gentle. He had only praise for Hillary Clinton and only muted criticism of Barack Obama, whom he chided for voting for the farm bill. One person he didn't mention was President George W. Bush. Instead, McCain was here touting his own record as an independent willing to work with members of the opposite party.
Whether it be working on campaign finance reform or whether it be working on immigration reform, which we have to go back and work on again, or whether it be all of the other reforms, and sometimes I have won, sometimes I have lost. But I've always put the American people first.
McCain reiterated his dedication to winning the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. He also talked about the economy, promising to strengthen the dollar and achieve energy independence. These are all issues, he said, he hopes to take up in town hall-style meetings, as he proposed this week in a letter to Obama. It's an idea, he said today, he took from Democratic President John F. Kennedy and his Republican challenger, Barry Goldwater. In 1963, he says, the two rivals made plans for similar events.
They were friends and they had agreed to fly around the country in the same airplane. If I know Barry Goldwater, he probably would have flown the airplane and hold these debates and town hall meetings around the country. I think that one thing that we can all agree on is that Americans are getting weary of politics as usual.
The Obama campaign has reacted positively but has not yet committed to the idea. But in the category of all politics is local, being a reformer can conflict with parochial interests. Tomorrow, McCain has a visit set to the Everglades, where he'll ride in an airboat and talk about efforts to restore the fragile ecosystem. So why, he was asked in Orlando, did he vote to oppose a big water bill that contained $2 billion for Everglades restoration?
I am committed to saving the Everglades. I will do whatever is necessary to do so, and I've made that clear to the rest of the delegation. And yet, if we start piling on project after project, some of them, as I said, good and some of them bad, as I was just mentioning about the earmark process, then spending gets completely out of control.
McCain also opposes a national catastrophe fund, a pool that would spread the risk from natural disasters among all U.S. taxpayers. It's supported by Florida's entire congressional delegation and by Republican Governor Charlie Crist. Today, Democrats unveiled an ad attacking him for that. This is McCain's second visit to Florida in less than a month, and he's promised to be here a lot. Greg Allen, NPR News, Orlando.